Welcome to GLHF, the world's first podcast in video games. Today, on a raft in the middle of the sea, Austin, do you know why I've brought you here?
You haven't told me why. I assume to look at the beauty of Earth and nature and to get away, you know, from the rabble rouse, maybe to perhaps get a good night's sleep for once, something like that.
Those are like nice side effects, but really I brought you out here in the middle of nowhere so that nobody can hear us when we talk about all the scalding hot tea we weren't able to talk about in the Enchanted Forest episode.
That actually makes so much sense, because we do need to be this far away from, I've already forgot her name.
From Sue. We have to be,
peace be
thousands of miles away from Sue.
So that she doesn't come after us. That's why I actually left. That's why I came all the way back to New Orleans, because I was so afraid of the retribution.
Yeah. Shout out to Sue.
No hard feelings
Susan
at all.
Susan was our contact at Enchanted Forest, who graciously agreed to let us do a podcast there. We never actually met her, so she was more of a figure of our imaginations when we were at the park.
We were told that we saw her.
Right. I think we were told that she was the lady going around on a
golf cart. And we did see that person.
We did see a golf cart.
We didn't connect those dots.
Yeah. I assumed that the golf cart was like for guests that couldn't walk around the park because it's very steep hills and such, as we were talking about. But I guess it's like Sue's personal envoy.
Yeah, it's like her, I'm trying to think of a horrible analogy for like...
It's her golden chariot.
Yeah, some kind of,
lords over the park.
Exactly, yes. But, as she should, frankly.
Right. Sue is, I mean, Miracle Woman. She's apparently the lady that does all the music in the park.
Yeah.
And she's one of the, I think, Bentley said she's the oldest daughter of Roger. Was it Roger or Robert? Oh no.
I don't know.
The guy that made the park. So it's a family business. We love Sue, but she did tell us, that we had to keep everything extremely family friendly. And so there were some things that I had to cut that we talked about with Bentley last episode.
I knew as we were recording it that the episode was not going to remain intact, despite our best efforts. And some of that was our fault. Some of it was somebody else's fault. I'm not going to say his name, Bentley. But that's just the way it goes sometimes. Shout out Bentley for your participation.
The third person in the room, yeah.
Yeah. It's so funny to me how, I don't know if you can feel this, but how different the vibes are when we get in a call like this versus when we're physically in person. With another,
person.
Human being.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, it's such a different, I feel so chill right now and not
were you nervous?
Ill of the dead or whatever, but I would say that doing it in a room with people is a significantly heightened, anxiety experience, which I want to get better at, I suppose. So it's good practice, but.
Well, for the record, you seemed totally normal to me. You seem the same.
That's incredible. The sunglasses help. That's why I needed to keep them on so you couldn't see my eyes dilated.
Right. I would like to know how I seemed, because I, and this is another thing I didn't say on the pod because I was worried that Sue would be mad, but I was on drugs the entire time you were in Oregon, actually.
You were on the pred. You were
and I still am.
It was like hanging out with an inverted werewolf. You slept at night and that doesn't make any sense. It was like hanging out with
a werewolf, regularly.
Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. It wasn't really like that. You actually seemed very normal. But I want you to seem crazy because it's a funnier story. But I don't know if you did anything that crazy.
I think it's a miracle that you think I seemed normal. Okay, we've landed on an island, first of all.
Yeah, we have.
Welcome to the island.
If we get off and hang out on the island, we won't be bobbing up and down as much, and it might be easier for people to stare at our faces for an hour, which I'm sure is how people consume
the pod. Yeah, we can get out and hang on the island.
Anyway, yeah, you seem normal, despite being on the most vicious of all steroids. Predno is what it... The Pred, as you refer to it.
The Pred is what we call it, Pred fiends.
On the street, exactly. On the street,
That's what I text my plug when I need some.
It's $12
a pill. You got some Pred. So I'm on less Pred now. The entire time you were in Oregon, I was still struggling with my poison oak fiasco. And it has subsided now. I mean, here's the thing, right? I did one round of Presnozone.
Presnozone.
Presno. The Preds got the me Prez. Slurring my words.
Yeah.
I did one round before you got here, and I was hopeful that that would be the end of it because I didn't want to be having medical issues while I'm supposed to be, like, having fun and showing you around.
Right.
So I was very upset that it didn't really work and the rashes were coming back the day that you were going to be flying in. And so I went to the doctor again. And what they prescribed me was 50 milligrams of prednisone for 10 days, which is a lot. If you're familiar with the Pred, that's really a lot.
I've never been on it, so I can't say I know intimately, but based on what you said, and also just based on how little it seemed like you were able to sleep.
Yes.
It does seem like a lot.
On 50 milligrams, I was completely unable to sleep at night. So
yeah, it was like three straight days you basically didn't sleep. And
correct.
Again, you seem totally normal. So I, you know, kudos
I mean,
to you, I guess.
Literally
you,
not true.
It's kind of built different. No, you see, you were last, totally normal. Aside from just like falling asleep on a rock one time.
Right. But know? I was also like, I like got up that morning uncontrollably crying because
no,
I
you,
was so
you were miserable
tired.
At first, but it was one of those things where as soon as you took the plunge, you just switched it off. You know?
I don't know. You were in it.
So
I think I could have been a little more entertaining, a little more of a party girl as I usually am, but you
I
know
felt
me.
Sufficiently partied. Frankly, I wasn't there to party, so I'm kind. You know, maybe it's for the best that it was more chill. Also, you know, not you know, inside baseball, but there were some other things that were occurring that required some attention and energy that week. So, you know, God changed the course.
Okay.
And we ended up on, in some sense, on an island, you know, a different place than we intended to. But that's how
yeah,
it goes when you try to ride a surfboard and you get stung by poison plants. And
yeah, I mean, can we talk about that?
Yeah, if you want to.
So
it's a short story, but that's electric surfboard was really fun.
Yeah. What else was I going to say about the drugs? Oh, just like, so how it makes me feel how I feel right now. I am going to stream today and I'm trying to like get back to being regular, but, I don't know how to describe it other than like buzzing bees inside of my body, kind of knocking against the walls of my skin.
Mm.
And
yeah, it does sound really uncomfortable.
And I'm only on 10 milligrams now. But so 50 was crazy. 50, I could not sleep at all. I was awake for like 4 days straight. And I mean, I probably slept in like increments of like 20 or 30 minutes, maybe like a couple times in that time.
Yeah.
And so I'm curious. I also have like bouts of insomnia just from nothing, just because I'm anxious. And
nice.
I have been awake for many days in a row before, but I've never, I don't think, hallucinated or like got to the point where you actually start going crazy. I mean, you're saying I seemed normal, which seems impossible to me, but
yeah.
Nobody's ever told me that I'm going crazy when I don't sleep. And I read things on the internet where it's like after 4 or 5 days is when you're supposed to start hallucinating. I don't think I've ever started hallucinating, so maybe I'm just built different.
You might be. Or it's possible that you hallucinate very subtly. You know, perhaps your experience of the week was actually completely different than ours.
Right,
but it didn't
right.
seem at, you know, maybe you just experienced a hallucination of a slightly different but otherwise normal reality. And so you didn't feel the need to point out that, you know, the cabinets were gray. Or that the, you know...
Or that I was seeing spiders in the corners of the room.
That you were seeing spiders in the corners of the room or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
That could have been the case. We, you know, do we... There's no way for us to know that we're both seeing the same color red, you know? So...
Yeah.
That's the other possibility.
So, I want to stay on track a little bit because I have a lot to go over this episode. I want
to
debrief a little bit
post-mortem
about
our little pod.
Yeah, I want to debrief a little bit about last episode. That was our first official guest. I mean, our first unofficial guest was probably D'Amico, who just like strolled on to the show.
Yep, D'Amico was definitely our first unofficial guest.
But this was our first guest that was intentional.
Yeah.
And
how'd you like it?
I thought it was good. Again, I was feeling the buzzing bees and I had a bit of a headache. from the Benadryl that I had taken to subdue the buzzing bees so I could sleep the night before. So I was speaking through a veil of drugs is how I've described it. I think I haven't seen any comments about Mem seems like she's on drugs this episode. So I think I did okay. Yeah.
And, or you're, that's another hallucination and there are actually loads of them and you're hallucinating that there aren't any.
I mean, if the way that I hallucinate is I don't see any hate comments.
It's pretty good. Yeah, I guess I'm you're going to hallucinate. That is not the worst way, too. So what did you feel? Because here's something I noticed that was interesting. At least I don't know if you felt this in the moment.
Yeah.
But when we were trying to have this conversation with this nice individual, and we were kind of taking turns asking questions, you know, first of all. No prep, I don't think, for either of us, right? We're just, this is
no,
just
I mean, I naturally had questions for him, but...
Of course. But I thought it was funny how, like, your questions were, like, very, I felt, sort of, like, earnest, good questions to try and understand things. And then my questions were, like, a little bit more, like... What would be the way to say it? I was almost trying to do bits with him.
Yeah, you
him.
Were goofing a little bit.
I was goofing, and then we would switch back, and you'd be like, can I actually ask you about your job and what you like doing about it? And I don't know if you caught on to that, but I thought that was a very funny
I don't think that's a dynamic bad dynamic.
That we kind of established.
Yeah.
No, it's a great dynamic, and what I thought was funny about it is that neither of them really worked. I don't know if you noticed that, but it felt like maybe it's just because
it was,
you know,
an episode.
Like, whatever,
we filled the time.
No, for sure, and there was plenty of good moments in it, and again, it was a fun conversation. But it neither of our efforts, I think, we didn't fully grab on to anything, which was interesting. So I wonder if there's anything we would do differently if and when we have another guest on the show someday. Like, is there anything we would change, or would we just roll into it same way?
I'm not sure. I think the nature of the show is a little bit rambly anyway, so it's not really a big deal if it just ends up being
But that's what was hard about it, is because I think having, and this is maybe just a confidence issue, but I think having someone else in the room, I didn't feel comfortable just like rambling and being whatever. I felt like I kind of had to be like, oh, let's like actually try and do a good job, which is, of course, is dumb.
Right. It's different energy with another person. Because also we had just met him. I mean, we were both like having a conversation with him for the first time.
That was
that
like
moment.
Our ninth minute with him was when he walked onto the show.
So it's, you know, you never really know, like, you don't know a person's sense of humor yet or whatever in that moment. So,
But you do just kind of have to trust and do your thing and hope that they understand the bit. And if they don't, then so be it. Right.
Yeah.
But you know, I thought it was neat. The set was extremely surreal.
I love that. I love, the image of you in the big chair with the big spoon.
Yeah. And you stuck in a cage. It was,
I really think, like,
pretty good.
I know it doesn't match your channel aesthetic at all, but I really wish that was like your channel banner or something, as you in that big chair with the big spoon.
Maybe someday I'll change it. I mean, my current channel banner, I think, is like a Teletubbies, an image of Teletubbies or something. So I don't know. You know, I don't know that me in a big chair would
branding,
be super
who cares?
Off brand. Yeah. So what did you end up having to cut? Like, is there anything that you had to cut that you talk about today?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm curious what, because I didn't watch the episode through because I didn't like looking at myself.
Understandable.
But I want to know.
So,
what did you have to cut?
I mean, in the very beginning, you'll notice I beeped out me saying the word hell because I really want to be on Sue's good side. So I just went like full 100%, like absolutely censor everything. Because, like we've spoken about, we're going to do like a big bash event at some point at Enchanted Forest and rent out the whole place.
Yes, we're going to rent out the entire park for sure.
We have to make Sue love us. Sue, if you're listening to this, we love you.
We love you. Thank you for your hospitality.
I would never want to disparage your great company.
Sue is no way listening to this, right?
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Oh, well.
No, Sue. I guarantee you didn't even find the last episode that we told her about.
We love your theme park, Sue.
We love it, Sue. and you're a legend. I love the music that you make. I feel I could say so much more about Enchanted Forest that I didn't even say last time, but because I felt a little awkward in the beginning talking too long without bringing him on because he was just waiting.
Yes, I could feel the tension building as we were talking, and like he was popping up in the background, and we were like, when do we just, and then we just like hard
pivot.
But
that's a normal thing to do when people have guests on the podcast, is they'll do like a full like half hour without them and then bring them on. I don't think it's not a weird thing to do, but it felt weird because he was right there.
I wonder how it would have gone if we would have just done a normal pod and just had him there. We would have needed a third mic, obviously, but like for future reference, I wonder if that would have even worked, as opposed to me trying to pretend I'm fucking Diane Sawyer doing an interview with whoever, you know. I don't know if that's like my strength necessarily.
No, I don't think we need to be like professional interviewers. Hold on, I'm trying to like find something to eat because I'm gonna pass away. True. How do I get these freaking fruits on the tree?
You
don't remember.
You gotta whack them with an axe, but I don't think we have an axe. There's gotta be some freaking food around here, right?
Oh, it's the end for me.
Really?
What was I talking about while I do this?
I don't know. Being an
that
interviewer.
We had to get. Oh, so things we couldn't say. Well, okay. First of all, I had to censor out. He was talking about strip clubs. So at some point, at some point he was talking about when he was doing shows with these bands in the 2000s. He did like a battle of the bands at a strip club, and I had to censor out strip club. And we had a whole funny little moment where we were talking about, oh, like, we'll call it a gentleman's club or whatever. I just cut it all out because, again, I love Sue. I love you, Sue, so much, and I want you to be proud of me.
Yeah, as she definitely is.
Okay, hello again.
Hello again.
I passed away, but I'm back. And we're in creative mode now, so we won't die. But
all right, tell me more about strip clubs.
Yes, there was some mention of strip clubs. We had to cut all that. And then when he was talking about how he's a voice actor for games, which we definitely should have asked him more about. He said something about Assassin's Creed, and I didn't even follow up. Like, who was he in Assassin's Creed?
Yeah, that was his. I think I don't know if you noticed this, but so we were talking, and he was like, because we asked him what else he does, and he was like, I'm a voice actor, you know, for video games. And I looked at him and I said, video games? And I don't know if you noticed this, but he looked at me, he looked me up and down, and he said, yeah, Assassin's Creed. I took that to mean,
oh, he was like,
he kind of he sized me up and he said, which one is this guy going to care the most about? Assassin's Creed. And I found that very flattering. I think
he also
made me feel masculine.
Also, when we were setting up, he called me Velma. He was like Velma over there because of
he
my
did.
Bob.
Yes, he was being cheeky.
What a funny guy. Cheeky. We love you, Bentley. Yeah. We love you, Sue, and we love you, Bentley. I love everybody at Enchanted Forest.
But yeah, can we talk about what he actually is a voice actor of? Is that we're allowed to say that, right?
So, we were talking about video games, and he mentioned that he is the voice of Frank in House Party, which is a very popular Game Grumps video where they played this game ages ago, and it's like a raunchy adult game, ha ha ha, because you can have sex in it. Oh my god, I could never sex at Enchanted Forest.
No, you would have burst into flames.
Sue would have smoked me.
Yeah, you would have ended up being one of the people stuck inside the haunted house. You would have been like frozen in the wall. That's what happens to people who curse at the Enchanted Forest.
So it was kind of a big like meme game. I don't even know, like years ago.
He did
I
the
feel
voice,
like when I was
though.
In college,
that was the thing
was,
is, I don't know. He was doing the voice, and I feel like that would have been such great content. A little voice.
It would have been incredible content because it was incredible to wrap back around to video games and the Game Grumps, because of course, like, he knows who the Game Grumps is because they did this very popular video on the game. And he said the Game Grumps were at Enchanted Forest in May.
Well, one of them was.
I think didn't he say both of them were there?
Both
and then he had a picture.
Maybe they were.
He had a picture with Danny.
Yes.
But I
think he I don't understand. He should have been more excited for us to be there, I feel like. Because we're like as popular as the Game
Grumps
almost,
the Game
I feel
Grumps,
like, right?
Yeah.
Like, we're getting there. So I
don't
appreciate that.
I don't know.
But
I was about to say which one's which, but I don't know if I really identify with being either of them.
I'll be...
choose carefully.
I'll be Danny.
Okay.
You nothing else to say about that?
No, I have nothing to say about that. Anyway, and he was going on and on about how the Game Grumps came to visit the park, and he talked to Danny for a little bit and took a picture with Danny, and Danny was all excited that he did the Frank voice. And when he was talking about this, I assumed he meant like years ago. And I was like, wait, so when was this that the Game Grumps were here? He said May.
Yeah, he was like, oh, last week. They were just here. They just walked out, actually, 15 minutes ago. Like, they were like, oh, God.
Why the fuck? Fuck, another word Sue would never let me say. I feel so free truly. This episode, I think. I just feel like saying everything.
You're out in the middle of the woods or the ocean.
Yeah, nobody can hear me out here. But why the fuck were the Game Grumps at Enchanted Forest? Wait. You know what it is? I don't like really follow the Game Grumps anymore, but I did like happen across a TikTok from like Aaron's wife just like came across my For You page. And I think they moved to Portland. I think Aaron and his wife live in Portland.
If you lived near it, I feel like Enchanted Forest is the type of thing that if you heard about it and you were like an internet person, you'd be like, that's awesome. I have to go there.
Yeah.
So I feel like that makes sense. Like, I mean, I went there and I don't live anywhere near it. Mm-hmm. Obviously, that's because you sold it to me. But the, you know, it's an attraction. It's a place that people would want to be.
Yeah. Oh, and then the last thing that he said that we couldn't put in was referring to doing Booger Sugar, which was a funny little name for drugs.
COCAINE.
Yeah.
At least I assume it must have been, given the way that sugar looks.
Yeah. So. So
you did cut that out, which is interesting, because I feel like we did allude to that. And he kind of implied that he was like, no, it's fine. No one's going to care.
I just wanted to be careful. I wanted to be as careful as possible.
That's smart. Because or else when we go back there, we're going to notice he's mysteriously absent from the play. And then we're going to go to the haunted house and he's going to be in there. He's going to be locked up.
They could never kick Bentley out of the play. He is the play.
He kind of was. Yeah.
The play is nothing.
The other people
him.
Were good, too. But Bentley was a consummate professional, I would say.
It's crazy he was talking about how like he has had to take days off before, but I don't think I've been to a single Enchanted Forest play that he was not in and playing multiple characters.
Maybe he was lying. Maybe he wants to seem like a worse employee than he is.
Well, he wants to seem normal. He wants to seem like he doesn't like live and breathe and eat and sleep Enchanted Forest theater. But that's okay.
True.
It's an honorable profession.
I thought it was cool that he was in a punk band. For some reason, that just made so much sense to me when he said that. I was
pop punk. Pop punk.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Sorry. But
that is funny. And I...
it's cool.
I should have put in... Maybe I'll put in this episode some of the song that he was talking about. He was going to send us the song and I was going to put it in the episode, but then I was in a rush to get it up, so I kind of just skipped that. But he messaged me after. He was like, I was going to send you the song to put in. So I'll put in a little bit of it right now.
Please don't turn away. Give me that look that I know you found it. It's not here with me. And now I'm waiting for you to say.
Wow, that was great.
That was awesome. I think
that was good pop punk vibes from that for sure. I liked the angry bass line.
Yeah, I liked when it went na 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 na.
Yes, that was one of the top moments.
For sure.
Yeah. But, so that's what happened with Bentley.
Yeah, back to the Haunted Coast trip. I wanted to touch on this because I thought it was a little bit funny. the degree of disaster that occurred when we went to the coast.
Well, you brought us to this house in the middle of the woods on the water. And the first thing we saw when we showed up there is there's just dead birds in front of the house.
Yeah,
it's just
so
like there's dead broken neck birds just like scattered on the ground in front of us. It's the middle of the night.
Yeah, we
and
go
you go,
to...
it's fine. Everything's fine. Oh, wait, we can't get in. That's what you said. You were like, oh, none of the keys are working. I should have known something was up when that happened.
Yeah, so we head over to the lake house at night because that's just the most convenient way to do it to me, because then you just wake up there and you don't have to worry about like getting up in the morning and getting over there. It's like,
the right call.
So we arrive at the lake house in the middle of the night, and there's a dead bird right in front of the front door.
No, it's thousands
dark.
Of dead
it's
birds.
It's very dark, right? Because we're
it was
not
like
in a city.
Alfred Hitchcock.
No, there was one dead bird when we first got there. And
when we first got there, though, operative
yes,
words.
Yes, exactly. I guess had run into the window. Sometimes they do that because their brains are so small. Think about the size of a bird brain. Tiny.
Well, also, though, to their credit, the windows were very clean and large.
Right.
And if I... Like that... Imagine if you...
But if I was a bird, I just don't think I would do that.
You wouldn't fly towards
into a
open
window
spaces
at
full
breakneck
of food?
Speed. No,
you didn't know the window was there. Yeah, you would. You totally would. Have you ever done a mirror maze? Your nose would be broken by the time you got out. Guaranteed. You're no different than
what,
a bird.
What kind of speed are you going through mirror mazes? You're like
you're trying to race
rocketing
through it. Yeah, because it's scary. Because there's the people to chase you.
Who's chasing you?
Yeah. Have you ever done one?
Yeah,
it's the tall guy with the. Doesn't he put on like the ascot thing? Am I making this up? Like at the Mall of America, there's the mirror maze. I've done like three, and all of them had the same guy.
What are you describing?
It's the dude who works there at the front, and then he says "ready, set, go," and then he counts to whatever because you can do like 10 seconds, 20 seconds, 30 seconds, and then you run. You try to make it as far as you can, and then he bangs on the thing and starts running through after you.
Bro's getting chased by the Hat Man in the Funhouse Maze.
I got to take you to a Funhouse Maze, a real one, because it sounds like you've never experienced it.
I have not seen that. You're the one hallucinating. Have you slept?
You should. Yeah, I started taking bread.
Yeah,
that's what
you're
happened.
On the bread
there was the
now.
One time back in the day I got poison ivy and the Hat Man started chasing me through the mirror maze.
Anyway, so we're at the lake house. It's like day three of me not sleeping, but I'm trying to rally in the morning and do fun things because we're there to do fun things.
To your credit, I didn't even know you were sleep deprived at this point. You were hiding it very well.
Okay, well, so you say.
Yeah,
but,
I do say.
So we do some fun lake things. We get to the dock and we're trying out the electric surfboard, which
my God,
is
what a toy.
Noah's vet school graduation gift, a very fancy, bougie thing to own, but it's just like
yeah,
a surfboard.
We're not
going to
say how much it costs, but it wasn't cheap.
Yeah, we're not going to say. You can look it up.
And it was worth every penny.
Worth every penny.
Including the pennies spent on the emergency room visit, which I still haven't gotten a bill
so
for
So we
yet.
Try it out, and it's all like blurring together. You tried it out, right?
I tried it out first.
You did it first.
Well, after Noah. So Noah did it. He looked
Noah
like a pro.
Did it, and like he just shows off, right? Because he already knows
yeah,
how to
was,
do
it. It was insane.
He's like doing
he
really close
like
turns to us.
Yeah, it
to
was
just,
amazing.
Like, be impressive, and
so
then you try
I,
it.
You know, I tried it. I had a fun time. I did okay. I got on my knees. We were up, but it's really hard to stand up on. It's the balance is intense. So I zoomed around out there. I immediately was like, "This is really fun. This is an excellent toy.
Yeah.
To have access to.
I still don't
Tool,
do it.
Toy."
I've never done
you,
it.
I can't believe you don't do it. It's so fun.
I'm lazy and afraid.
You're not afraid, but you are lazy when it comes to getting on the lake. You like being pulled around because you weren't afraid of being on the tube.
I do like being pulled around.
Yeah, it's not a matter of fear.
That's true.
Yeah.
I think I don't like the prospect of effort. Like when I think about learning the surfboard, I'm like, it's going to take so much effort before it's really that fun.
I think that is laziness, isn't it?
Yeah.
Or is there a different word I'm thinking of? Yeah. Which is okay. You're
it's laziness and it's like the fear of doing hard work. That's what the fear is.
So you're not lazy.
The
you're,
fear of exertion.
You're it's a phobia.
Of my body.
Yeah. You get panic attacks when you think about doing work. Honestly, that's real.
So you tried it and then Ashlyn tried it. And
yeah, you know,
was a pro immediately. She was like almost standing immediately.
Yes. Immediately got up on it. Maybe 2 minutes into it was like fully stood up.
Mm-hmm.
Also immediately fell and busted her brain open.
Well, I think she was intentionally dismounting. So we'll give her that credit because she was like incredible at it. So she was trying to like slow down and stop on purpose.
Right. But then it slowed down too fast.
Banged her head on the board, which...
Yeah, the surfboard zoomed Noah in the
Noah and
back
I
of her
had
head.
Just spent like 10 minutes saying, this is so safe. Nobody ever hits their head on the board.
This is what was so funny. Yeah, you like we asked so many times because we were like, do we need a helmet? And we have a helmet, but like no one ever uses a helmet. We don't need it. Like hundreds of people have used this thing. There's no bad juju at this lake house. Only one dead bird. No big deal. So just give it a go. Immediately, first time she got on it, fell off, cracked her head open, came back to shore, and was like, that was fun. That was really fun. But I hit my head a little bit, so I got to take a break. Turned around, just a giant. A giant is overstating it.
It was like 1 inch.
But a hole. It was a solid.
Not a hole.
It was a solid hole. Well, not a hole, but like an opening.
She had like a 1 inch cut on her head because she had hit her head hard enough that the skin split.
Yes. And so the back of her head was split open a little bit.
It was bleeding and it was enough. Noah looked at it for like 1 second and was like, yeah, you probably need stitches.
Yeah.
And
stitches
then we got
needed.
To go to the emergency room in this little coast town.
Shout out to those emergency room staff. They
seemed
excellent.
Very nice.
I honestly had a great time relative to my expectations.
They had a really funny system where, like, because I've been to the emergency room a couple times. And the ones that I've been to, I was always, like, admitted to a room. And then I was sitting and waiting in the room the whole time in between, like, scans or whatever. Yeah. And this one, I assume just because they probably didn't have that many rooms because it's a very small hospital. They just had you go back to the waiting room in between.
Yes.
Like waiting
for
x-rays.
I actually was genius because it did pass the time really well. Like every little thing you had to do, like they would be like, come on back. And then you would go back and they'd go sign your name here. And you'd sign. They go, all right, go back to the waiting room. And then you go back and they go, oh, come on back. And they would come back and they go, we're going to do an x-ray. Do you want that? And you go, yeah. And they go, all right, go back to the waiting room. So it's like every time they needed any little piece of information, we went in and out. Probably five times.
Yeah.
And it passed the time. It made it feel like things were happening the whole time, like a Disney queue.
Yeah, you said it felt like Disney, the way they make you feel like you're not waiting somehow.
Exactly. And also everyone there was very attractive like Disney, which was interesting.
Oh.
I didn't know. I figured emergency room people. I don't know if you saw those doctors back there.
I mean, didn't see the actual doctors because I wasn't going back in the back.
I mean, talk about swole.
You should have
long,
taken a sneaky
luscious
pick.
Locks. I totally should have. He probably would have done it. It was funny, like when he was doing the stitches, he was like, I like doing stitches. They're like very satisfying and fun. But I, you know, they just take a long time because it's one doctor in charge of the whole ER. Like he's kind of like the guy.
Yeah.
And he was like, you know, I like doing them. It's satisfying. And Ashton was like, oh, do you get to do them often? And he was like, oh yeah, like once a shift. Like somebody comes in who cracked their head open on a fucking
on
something
an electric
at a
surfboard.
Lake somewhere. Yeah. And he was like, yeah, it's like constantly, it's like very incredibly frequent.
Yeah.
Because the people doing their whatever it is, ATVs and surfboards and trampolines and shit.
Yeah.
So but I shout out to the ER. I had a great time. I'm curious to see the bill. I almost said I'm excited to see the bill. I kind of am.
Me too.
Because I haven't gotten an ER bill before, and I kind of want to know. I hope it's itemized. If it's not, I might have to ask.
Yeah, we were talking about whether you're going to try to sue Noah for damages. So I guess you need to see
factors.
The bill first.
Yes. I'll need to see the bill, see how much insurance covered. And then, you know, we have to like assess, obviously, his assets and, you know, how much there is to squeeze from the stone. And then we'll make a determination. We'll check with the law firms and stuff. But hopefully you guys will.
Okay. I mean, that would be
housed.
Maybe like really good drama for the pod because that would create quite a lot of tension between us, I think.
I was thinking about this today. Do you think anyone we're ever going to leak our texts? Do you think anyone's ever going to leak our text messages? Because when I texted you something today that I was like, that was embarrassing that I said that. What did I say? I was like, we're just in sync like that. Remember when I texted you that? And I was like, why did I say that? What a weird, like if that leaked, I'd be embarrassed that I said that. You remember I said that? I said, we're just in sync like that.
Right. And then you just said it on the podcast though.
Yeah, that's a good point. But it would be for some reason, it would be more embarrassing.
I don't think there's anything
like there's something
to leak in our texts.
No, I'm not saying there's stuff to leak, but I just mean the idea of somebody reading my normal texts is like actually terrifying to me. I think it's like something about just normal texting feels so intimate. I don't like people looking at it, even if it's just me being like, oh yeah, what's up? Oh, that's cool. Hey, do you want to meet and do this? I feel like that's worse than having it leak and me being like, yes, meet me in the alleyway at 6 p.m. and bring the 7 pipe bombs and we're going to
put them in the vents. I mean, you could start texting more nonchalant.
Video game.
You know, there's like an epidemic these days of people being nonchalant.
Are you saying I'm not nonchalant? Am I kind of try hard? Am I a try hard text person?
I'm just saying, like, you know, sometimes I see text screenshots from like Gen Z when it comes up on my TikTok, and they'll text in like as few characters as possible, like abbreviating everything, like just responding okay to a lot of stuff. Just
so
like
instead of
almost not responding,
just in sync like that. I should have said, we just synced.
You should have said,
is that,
like,
that would have been better.
Yeah.
We sync. We synced.
Like, I don't know. Like, not even a whole sentence. Like, what would a kid say?
I should have said cool.
Yeah, just cool. Just the word cool, lowercase. Cool. No. Okay. Yeah. No pronunciation or no punctuation.
Yeah,
no pronunciation either.
None, yeah. It's all unpronounceable symbols. So emojis are, I guess.
Anyway, so Ashlyn busts her head open. We go to the ER. It actually didn't take that long. I was glad that we were out of there by the afternoon, and then we were back at the lake house, and then I did the tube.
Yeah, the tube was interesting. I sat on the back of the jet ski.
Because I just felt like I had to do something fun that day. I hadn't really done anything. So I got on the tube, and Noah pulled me around. And that was a great time. I should do the tube more. You know, I usually just end up sitting around. Maybe next year.
You will. I
guess there's time. I could try it out.
You saw the potential in it.
Yeah, I had a lot of trouble turning on it. So, like, I went on it one time, like, laying down. Because you start just laying down. And, I mean, maybe just because I was laying down. But I couldn't get the hang of, like... To turn it, you just have to lean your body.
Yeah.
So I just ended up going in circles, basically, because it's like, it's hard to figure that out. But maybe
if
someday.
If you're going in circles, it sounds like you were turning pretty good.
Anyway, we're eating dinner that night, and a bird flies into the window right next to the dining table as we're eating. So that was bird number two. I don't think that one died. It did fly away, but it might have had a TBI.
Yeah.
And
now it's an owl.
And then the next day was when we went and did some coast stuff. I attempted to show you some views, and the best view that I was the most excited about, we were just in a cloud and there was no view at all.
So we were fogged up. I liked
it
though.
Fog.
I liked the fog. I liked the beach we went to. I liked that weird little town we were in for a second. Where those people kept coming up to me and saying things through my driver window. Do you remember all those people?
Yeah, for some reason.
Two separate times people came up and were like, hey, roll, I got to tell you something. Some random guy.
Yeah, one guy had a problem with your parallel parking job, I think.
Well, he had a problem because there are spaces marked on the side of the road for cars. And I had parked in between two spaces. You know, they're parallel. They're lined up. But the reason I'd done that is because everyone in front was also in between. It just had gotten out of sync. Yeah. No one was paying attention. So rather than pull back to be in the space, leaving not enough space for a car in front or behind me, I pulled all the way forward and squeezed against the car so there'd still be a space behind me. This guy didn't like that until I guess I told him why I did it. But he was like, did you notice how you parked? He like came up and like it was like rolled on your window. He was like, did you pay attention to how you parked? And I was like, yeah, I parked because there was a guy and I was in front of him. And he went, oh, there was a guy in front of you. And then he just walked away.
And then he was fine with it?
I mean, my guess is he had a lot of residual, like he was hoping for a little bit of a tussle verbally.
Right. It's always like, awkward so sure when you go into a conversation like ready for a fight and then you find out you're wrong immediately. Like, what do you do with that energy?
It turns out most people don't do stupid things on purpose, knowing that they're doing them intentionally, you know?
So true.
Like, it does happen sometimes, but did you say it's not true?
I said so true.
Oh, so true, yeah.
Yeah.
Because if you know it's a dumb thing to do, you probably won't do it, like, generally speaking. It's very rare that people are like, I'm going to do something that is dumb and mean for no reason just because I can. It right. just doesn't happen. Usually they either don't know or there was a reason that you're not understanding. So, mm-hmm. but hey.
And then what was the other time somebody talked to you?
This guy, he got out of his car at the gas station and came up and was like, hey, if you can back up, then I can back up and then we can get out because this jackass is taking too long in front of us. The guy who looked
right,
like Santa
Claus.
Right,
that was just to coordinate the getting of gas. There was no bad blood there, I think.
No bad blood, but I'm just speaking to the energy of seeing somebody, like I would say, aggressively walk up to your car in the rear view mirror. It's just like a scary energy. It feels like a horror movie.
It is threatening. And I think it's funny that happened to you twice and you were like, wow, so the energy of Oregon is like people really come up to your window a lot. And I'm like, that's never happened to me in my life. I don't know why that keeps happening to you.
We brought something with us. We brought some voodoo magic or something because some crazy New Orleans energy escaped.
Anyway, so we had the coast day. That was my worst sleep deprivation day. But I rallied enough to get around to some sightseeing. And then was it like the next morning when we left, there was another dead bird by the front door.
Another dead bird. Yeah, there was. I mean, probably they just need to get their windows correctly treated so birds don't fly into them. It's got to be that. But you also said
like
that you've never seen that. No, there's like a thing you can put on it where it makes it so it doesn't look different to a person. Like you can still see through it as a human being, but like it adds a reflection to it so the birds can tell that it's a surface.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
Yeah, I think some like cities mandate it if you're building new buildings because so many birds die flying into windows. So I think it's a thing you can do. It might be really expensive. I don't know. But you've said you've never seen dead birds there before. So
no,
something's happening.
Never seen dead birds there. Never had people come up to my windows. Like, you guys were bringing some kind of horror movie energy that I wasn't expecting. And then all the fog. It was just a little bit. It was a little bit spooky just at the coast. But then I think the rest of the trip was less of that vibe.
It was less of that vibe.
The rest of it was more normal.
Yes.
Unless you beg to differ. I mean, give me your hot takes about
No, I'm
your
just
Oregon
trying to
experience.
Remember. I didn't sleep last night, by the way. I'm like you. Sleep at all because my dog is pooping all over the place.
Goddamn.
I mean, outside, but that's sometimes this happens. So I'm trying to just make my brain work sequentially so I can remember everything that happened. My impression of it was that Oregon is really beautiful and the coast is like hauntingly like affecting. And wow, the piano music came in the game. I don't know if it did for you, but for me, the piano music just started right when I was starting to talk about how beautiful it was. The fog is great. People were fine and a little weird and nice. Mostly nice, though. Did I tell you? I don't know but I've never in my life gotten recognized in public more than in Oregon. Like,
did it happen more than when I was with you? Like, tell me about when
it
I wasn't with you.
Four total times.
Yeah.
Four total times over, 6 days. And we were just, like, out hiking and whatever. You know what the last one was? TSA. At the airport. But the TSA guy didn't know my name. He was like, oh, you're the Grand Theft Auto Power Lines. I was like, yeah. And he was like, I love your content. And he stuck his hand out. We shook hands. And I was like, okay, thanks. But...
Nice. Because we got recognized together at Powell's Books in Portland, which was cute.
Powell's Books, we got recognized. On the hike, we got recognized.
They didn't know who I was on the hike, I think, though. Just you.
No. I still maintain that in the, I'm not going to say the name of the restaurant, but whatever it was, there was those people definitely also did, and then also the TSA. So in some sense, five, but one of them didn't actually come up and say hi.
You think some people recognized you and didn't say anything?
100%. I'm absolutely confident.
Fame,
point
man.
Being, whatever's going on in Oregon, those people are, I guess, on my team.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't surprise me because I feel like the vibe of people that live here would be into you.
Yeah. Whereas, like, in New Orleans, nobody even knows how to work a computer, so there's not nobody... You laugh, but I'm kind of serious. People on here, they don't look at YouTube. That's not really a thing.
Yeah.
So...
That's kind of nice, though. Like...
It is. I think it probably will be more nice as I continue to accrue great fame and fortune.
Right.
Because then I just won't have to worry about it. But
yeah, and Portland was only, that's the second time I've ever been recognized in my life.
That one was really awesome. That was a really wholesome.
And that was cute. Because we were both going through the checkout at different times, and you guys were a little bit ahead of me in the line, and there were a few people between us. And I get up to the girl at the register, and she's like, "Are you Memoria?" And I'm like, "Yeah." She's like, "Wait, was that Annie Austin?" I'm like, "Yeah." She's like, I wasn't quite sure, but then I saw you, and like now I know that it has to be both of you. But that's, it was funny because you were just talking about how like everybody recognizes you when you have the hair clips in, and you did have the hair clips in, and so it seems weird that she would like still doubt herself after that.
Is what it is, but yeah, that was a fun, I think that that's a really cool experience because we just so happened not to be checking out at the same time, and we got the same register person. That's like a really funny experience to be like, oh, I think that was this person I know on the internet. And then immediately after, wait a second. You're like, oh, awesome. So there you go.
So yeah, so that was the Oregon trip.
I'll tell you what I don't like though. Okay. 2 hours time difference. That's what I don't like. It discombobulates the fuck out of me. Because then I come back home and I'm like, yeah, because then I'm going to, I wasn't falling asleep probably till like 11 or midnight-ish, which is like 2 a.m. here. But then I come back here and I have like all my whole life scheduled around getting up at a certain time in the morning.
Yeah.
And so now it's like I just ran into a brick wall of discombobulation.
Yeah,
it was like being chased through a mirror maze by a hat man.
Yeah, I'm really fascinated by that experience.
Yeah, I'll show you when we, well, I don't know, I was gonna say when you come to Minneapolis. I'm not even in Minneapolis, so I can't. All right, I will look it up. It's gonna be AIvideocreator.com.
So my other topics for today, I was just gonna go over the news as we do typically.
I also didn't read the comments on the last episode, so like if people had questions, anyone?
I don't think there were a lot of questions. I didn't read all of them, but I generally just, there were just a lot of nice ones saying that they liked the episode, so I appreciate that. Thank you guys.
All right.
You know, we're experimenting, we're trying, you know, we'll probably have a few more guests in the future. Maybe we'll get better at it, maybe we won't. But
I hope, the move is to get way worse at it, because that's also like strong enough, you know?
Strong enough?
It's a strong, like it's okay to, if it's worse, it's good still because
it's okay. You haven't like slept. Still it's okay.
It's confident. It's a confident vibe to it.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you if you could explain to me if there is drama or what the drama is around the new Hollow Knight game. Because
drama? I know that a bunch of dorks really like Hollow Knight. That's all I can tell you.
I never
played it.
I have a lot of gaming opinions that annoy people. One of them being, I really can't get into a 2D side-scrolling platformer. I just can't do it. It's just, it's not engaging enough to me.
You don't like Super Mario?
I like a little bit of Mario. But
okay.
But I think
like
I
a
might
Metroidvania, like
the
Super Metroid or whatever, it's, you're not really fucking with that.
I mean, listen, maybe if I gave one a chance for more than 10 minutes. But I've tried, and I think I need the third dimension to fully engage my brain. I think I just feel a little bit bored by the 2D aspect of it.
I think your instinct, which is that you're wrong, is probably right. You probably are wrong, that if you just actually did it, you would be
probably,
like, oh, these
yeah.
are actually basically
equally
as fun.
Because I do enjoy Mario sometimes.
Mario is like a different thing. I can understand looking at a 2D Metroidvania type game and being like, that's just whatever. I personally just don't like cartoons. I don't like hand-drawn stuff. And I know that makes me a huge asshole, but I don't like it. I don't think any of them ever look good. With probably a few exceptions. But that's the thing that turns me off of Hollow Knight is I don't like how it looks. Just so mean because it's like very intentionally made. But
so how do you feel about
Cuphead?
I'm sure
if I played it. I mean, it's like cute because it's like, oh, it's a cartoon. But I would say I don't really like it.
Okay, well, I would disagree with you there, because I really do like hand-drawn animation, and I enjoy that a lot in, like, the Amanita Design games, which some people know that I love, like Samurast. Anyway, so there's a new Hollow Knight coming out, I understand. I don't know anything about it, because I don't play those games.
Silk Song. Everyone's very hype.
But a lot of people are very hype, and a lot of people, I don't know, I've seen a lot of people, like, making fun of it. And so I was just curious if you knew what the drama is, because like making fun of people being excited for it.
I mean, that might just be like people acting like me, being like, I'm grumpy because I'm a jerk, you know, and just doing a bit. But if you think it's earnest, I don't know.
Or like, I was getting a little bit of like some people are boycotting it or something. And the only thing that I could find about this...
One night on the boycott list?
No, not like that. Anyway, so I was trying to figure out what was going on with Silk Song, because I was just sensing, like, weird vibes in the posts that I was seeing about it. And the only thing I could find
where
was that, like...
Where are you seeing,
like,
these posts?
Just...
Like Reddit and stuff?
Like Blue Sky and TikTok and...
Well, Blue
streamers
Sky,
talking
all
about
those
it.
Those places have crazy people on them. Not just Blue Sky.
But the only thing I could
them.
Find was that, like... 7 months ago or something, the creator made this vague tweet that, like, really made it sound like the game was about to come out, and then it didn't come out, and people were mad about that. That's the only thing that I could find.
It's such a double-edged sword. I think it's a single-edged sword, and it's bad when you end up with a community around your thing that is like, because, like, I just searched Silk Song on Blue Sky, and it's all like sexy pictures of the characters from Silk Song. And once you've entered that zone where people are drawing sexy pictures of your people, of your little cartoon people, that's bad. I like not drawing sex. I don't care if you draw sexy pictures. I'm just saying it's out of your control now. Like, now it's going to be a disaster no matter what, when people are that engaged with something to that degree. Because people just, they're so into it. And so it's just really double-edged sword to kind of like have that much passion, which is a beautiful thing to have. But on the flip side, boy, when people are that passionate, like, look at this character from this game, which doesn't even have a butt. And in this picture, it has a huge ass and titties. And I don't even know if it has any of that in the game. This is crazy. I'm just scrolling and
it's
never ending memo.
I'll
tell you
what,
this is uncensored Silk Song, big uncensored titty. Holy Christ. You have to. This is crazy.
Wait, send it.
Holy
smokes. Is it on your phone? You got to send it to me.
No, I'm getting it to you right now. You cannot put this up on the screen.
Wait, I can't? What if I blur it?
No, click on it. Click on it. Go ahead. You can try to blur it.
Wait, did you put it in Discord?
Yeah. It's not blurrable. The whole image would be blurred. Look at that. And so that's what I'm saying, is once you've done that, you actually should troll the fuck out of your audience so that those people can chill out and realize that everything's fine. Because that's a crazy thing to make. It's crazy.
The character's face is like 2 pixels in the corner of the screen.
I know. It's just 2 giant titties. It's insane. I'm sorry. I don't mean to, you know, but I don't think we should be doing that. I'm staking a claim. I don't think we should be drawing those kinds of pictures.
No, you're so right. You're so right
about
that.
Look at that, man. I'm just scrolling, and some of them are just like sick looking pictures, obviously. Oh, shout out to, you know, I'm not saying that all of them are like this, but 1 out of every 4 is like Silk Song, the little cartoon bunny with just honkers. Crazy. Absolutely nuts.
Oh my God.
But you know, there you go. It is what it is. Hey, everyone's a little different. We're not gonna send anyone to hell for the pictures they draw, but maybe there's an argument there I'm not seeing for this giant picture that I sent
for
you.
The big titty pictures.
Yeah, there's got to be give me this. Can someone steel man this giant titty picture for me?
I'm gonna cry. That's so crazy.
It's nuts. Yeah, I
mean,
crazy.
That one is clearly like a joke, right?
I guarantee they would say that. But I think that...
But if you're doing that as a joke, there is something underlying that is serious.
Unfortunately, I don't know if I would go so far, not that you're saying this, but I wouldn't go so far as to be like pathological with it, you know? But Wow, this one's got a giant dick. Man, it's all types. I'm still scrolling. It truly is never ending.
Blue Sky just allows that, huh?
Yes, you do have to enable not safe for work, so I'm assuming I have. Because if I haven't, holy smokes, I got to turn it off and go really take a look. But no, just a naked guy, just like a naked human man being like, I'm excited for Silk Song. Jeez, yeah, this is nuts.
Why? I didn't know Silk Song community was so sexual.
Well, they kind of got like the vibe of your Homestuck type Undertale fans.
And they're horny, I guess. I don't know.
They're super horny, kind of like just super anime fan vibes, which again is not, that's totally fine. But if you end up with a fan community like that, it's going to cause you trouble. And so I'm not surprised that there's drama about Silk Song. Because I actually saw screenshots.
I don't know if there's really drama.
The only thing I can say is I can come to these people's defense, is I did see screenshots of Silk Song, and the character doesn't have titties, which is crazy. So I can see why they'd be mad, because they were obviously expecting something else.
Clearly.
And
yeah,
that's not the case. So I'd be pissed too. You know, more censorship, I suppose.
It's the woke mob.
Oh, well.
The woke mob took away Silk Song's titties.
Yeah, I mean, not to be this guy, but episode title, I mean, honestly.
Oh, exactly. I love that the episode has only got more and more towards the side of things we could not say at Enchanted Forest.
Right.
It's just gotten worse as the episode's gone on. Okay, yeah. We are going to have to wrap it up soon, but I would like to mention for a moment that did you know that your boyfriend Mr. Beast is on TikTok literally making ads saying please follow me, please follow me, please follow me?
Incredibly based, as he always is. Every time the man can do no wrong, truly. I saw he's wearing a lot of makeup, it looked like, from
he's wearing a full beat,
which is,
and I actually went and clicked directly before this podcast. I went and clicked on a couple of his recent videos in a private window, of course, so that YouTube doesn't know that I'm clicking on those videos. But it is a thing that he's doing now. I mean, I never really watched him before. Like, maybe you could tell me if he wore this much makeup before. But he's wearing a lot of makeup lately in his videos. He's got a full face of foundation, concealer, bronzer, highlight.
I mean, I'm not overly surprised that he's wearing makeup, obviously, because it's just very high production value. I'll not to seem like a poser, but I haven't actually watched a Mr. Beast video in a while. I'm not exactly keeping up, but
I don't think that's something you need to be ashamed of.
I am ashamed of it. I really should be. But aside from that, yeah, I don't know. It doesn't surprise me, though. I think.
And for the record, nothing wrong with guys wearing makeup. He's just not the type of guy that I would expect to wear that much makeup.
Maybe is a little too much, you might say.
It's definitely,
you know, because isn't like the best makeup the makeup you don't notice as much, especially if it's like stage makeup.
Like, I would imagine Mr. Beast is the type that, yes, would want a very natural makeup to the point where it just looks like he just looks really good that day. But the amount that he's wearing is truly undeniable. It's like,
maybe he actually just, because, you know, he's all like retention. Maybe he noticed that if he wore absurd amounts of makeup, retention went up. Maybe it's that simple.
Who knows?
Like engagement, retention. It really could be.
Who knows?
He's obviously a master of his craft. So why are you telling me about him? Why are we talking about Jimmy?
Because you're in love with him. I just wanted you to know like what's going on with him lately.
Yeah, no, I'm not in love with him. I just adore every facet of his being.
Right, exactly.
As a man.
So this has been your Mr. Beast update. I wish him luck in refining his look. Maybe we'll see him with eyeliner next time.
Local grocery store near me got Feastables.
You know what? I support it.
Fucking love those things.
And
have you had Feastables yet?
I haven't. You said you have and you really liked it, right?
They're genuinely, I can't eat other chocolate anymore. Mostly because
I can't eat other chocolate. I'm not kidding.
It's mostly because I learned that all chocolate is made with slave children, which is a bummer, except like Feastables and one other one.
Have you repurchased Feastables?
Yeah, many times. Anytime I see one. They're so good. I'm not, this is not a bit.
Maybe I don't think I've seen one in a grocery store here. Maybe I gotta look.
Like they're actually just like very, I'm not saying you'll eat it and be like, I can't, how can something taste this good? But you'll eat it and be like, this is like the best, just like he straight just, up he mass did produced also, chocolate, period.
He also had those, that like Lunchables ripoff that ended up having mold in them. So I'm a little bit wary my of understanding, his food production.
Well, counterpoint, not to constantly being
mold is
playing
fine.
Defense for Mr. Beast. I'm playing defense for the truth is what I'm playing defense for. It's fine. Because what it is there's no preservatives in it. It's like obviously it's going to get moldy. Like that's just the nature of the difference between using actual like food stuff versus using like a...
It's like those time lapses of how like McDonald's burgers don't mold and you're like, what even is this? Yeah.
Like I unironically, I'm pretty sure that is like what it was, is that they were just using like food, like more closer to real food than a Lunchable. So then it got moldy.
All right. Well, you know what? Maybe by next episode, I'll have found a Feastables and I can tell you it was the most delicious chocolate I've ever tasted.
The peanut butter ones? Insane. So good.
I do like peanut butter chocolate.
Oh my God, so good.
So maybe I'll check it out.
In fact, you know what I'm going to do? We're getting sponsored. Except they won't actually sponsor us, but they might send us a bunch of free Feastables, okay? Feastables shirts, Feastables hats.
I don't think after all this stuff I've said that he would want to sponsor us, but hey, Beast.
No, he's chill. No, Jimmy's chill. He's chill. It's fine. Don't worry.
Maybe it'll be a new campaign to like convert people that normally wouldn't be fans of him. Anyway, to end this podcast, I'm going to go jump in the water and get eaten by the shark.
Whoa, I'm going to watch. Where are
Hello,
you?
Hello, shark. Eat me.
Where'd you go?
Eat me. Oh, wait, it won't eat me because we're in creative. We actually can't die.
Oh, true.
Look
That's
how
a scary
this
shark.
Water is. It's so dark.
Yeah, what the... Is there, like, anything on the ground that can go down, down, down? There's worms in the water.
Let's just go down as far as we can.
There's got to be a bottom
this
somewhere.
This is terrifying.
I'm going to go get my white monster out. And,
okay, yeah, I'm sorry about your shitting dog. I hope it stops doing that.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it will. It's, you know, sometimes it's just how it goes.
Just plug it up.
Jesus.
Don't do that.
Just
that's abusive.
Get
probably.
An acorn.
I love dogs. I famously love dogs.